5 manifestation mistakes you really cannot afford to make when you're in business.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hi everyone, Robert Zink, miracle mentor and alchemy life coach. And today we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle, and we're always flying in the direction of your dreams and goals. I've had the good fortune of working with businesses all over the world, all over the country. At about, most of them were at about the $5 million to $10 million mark. Some of them were smaller. I've worked with startups, and I've worked with individuals who were thinking of building a new business. And we've had tremendous success. Now, I have a background in marketing and advertising. I've owned 3 different successful advertising agencies. I've built well over 1,000 websites. I've voiced over probably 5,000 radio commercials and television commercials. I've produced numerous amounts of advertising material and marketing. But I think the most important thing that I have done is work with CEOs and company chiefs when it comes to their inner game. And it's the same with salespeople. I took a sales office that basically was non-existent. It wasn't making any money. And the salespeople were disenfranchised, they were disheartened, and they were struggling. We put together a marketing and lead program at the same time that we were putting together an internal program to change the internal landscape of the sales force. Guess what happened? That particular office went to number 1 in the West Coast for a massive insurance agency. And that's the kind of thing that can happen when you change your inner dynamics, your inner landscape or vibration, and at the same time, you're changing, making outward changes and shifts to your business as well. So the first mistake you cannot afford to make is you don't ask. You don't ask. And the real question is, what do I need to ask myself every single day? What is the wish fulfilled? If this company were perfect, making the maximum amount of money that any kind, and there is no maximum amount, but making the maximum amount of money that this company can make, what is it? What would it look like? What would the employees look like? What would everybody feel like? And that's the picture that I then have to create in my mind. I have to create that in my mind. I have to emotionalize it. I have to visualize it on a regular basis. And that's important. Number 2 is you're not creating space. You have to have space to grow. And I'm not talking about physical space. You have to be open to new ideas. You have to be open to new projects. You have to be open to new directions. You have to be open to new ways of achieving those directions. And so if you don't allow for space to grow, then guess what happens? The company just stays within its confined space and there's no growth. There's no inner growth. You know, don't think, just do. Don't think, just do. You know what I'm talking about. There's no inner growth. Everybody's nodding their head yes. And there's no external growth at the same time. And sometimes, you know, sometimes people mistake external growth for internal growth. And you can have external growth of a company, but inside the company, things can be rotten and dying. And it won't take long, a few quarters, for that to affect the outer growth of the company as well. The next is, this is a mistake, high flyers, you cannot afford a mistake if you are going into business, if you're starting a business, if you run a business. You cannot afford to ask how. That sounds crazy, doesn't it? But let me tell you what I mean by this. Sometimes you don't have an exact idea of how you're going to get from point A to point B. Because between point A and point B, there's what is known as a gap. And that gap is filled in by X. And what that X is, we don't exactly know. But if you have a clear vision, and if you've built a track record, and you've built an inner dynamic of success, then you don't need to focus on how. The universe, the unified field of potential, will provide the how. And that's important. Look, sometimes growth happens in ways that we can't even imagine. I know in my own businesses, growth has happened. I get a report once a month on one particular business, and I go, wow, how is this thing growing? I'm not putting a lot of attention into it, yet it's just bringing in more and more money. And the answer is, I'm growing. So as I grow and my inner dynamic grows, it affects the business that I'm involved in. They're not separate. It's not the business out here, you over here. I know that's what some psychologists would like you to believe. But when you're involved in a business, especially if you've started it, or you own it, or you're the major shareholder, or you're the CEO, that business is part of you and you're part of that business. And your inner dynamic affects the outer dynamic of that business. Well, number five is you give up too soon. And I'm not talking about walking down a dry riverbed forever and ever and ever. But sometimes you have to walk a ways down that dry riverbed before you spot where water's starting to trickle out of the ground. And then you go a little bit further and the water's starting to flow. And a little bit further and the water's starting to rush. And now you can put a boat on it. You see what I'm saying? Giving up too soon on your business. Giving up too soon on your goals. Giving up too soon. And the reason you feel that way, the reason people give up too soon is not because they have overwhelming evidence to the contrary. It's because their internal landscape is filled with doubt. They've had that doubt from the beginning. Oh, they may not say it. I've worked with CEOs. Robert, I believed this right from the beginning. No. If you believed it that strongly from the beginning, you would probably believe now. You may wonder why it's not working. You may try to fix something. That's what managers do, right? They try to fix things. Sometimes things aren't broken, but they try to fix them anyway. But you get the idea. You give up too soon. And finally, I think this is the most important. You're not working from a position of gratitude. Every victory is a moment of gratitude. Every victory. Every time you have a sale come in, it's a moment to stand up and give thanks. You don't have to make a big deal out of it. I know one CEO, he would get a phone call, be in his office. He'd say, oh, that was a big order that just came through. And he'll shut his eyes for a moment. And then he'll open his eyes up and say, now, where were we? And I'll say, you just did the work. You just did what we were talking about. You gave gratitude in your own way. So people express gratitude in different ways. A business that is filled with gratitude, when the top of the company is filled with gratitude, then the people in the middle and the bottom become filled with gratitude. They become grateful for everything they have, everything that flows into their life. They become grateful. And that's a wonderful thing. When you have an entire ship where everybody on that ship is filled with energy and positive beliefs and gratitude, that ship is going to a very extraordinary place. Yes, we do work with businesses. We do work with business owners. We do a lot of one-on-one coaching in that area. You can visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com and simply leave us a letter or fill out the Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching form. And we will be here for you. We'll give you a call, set up an appointment, and we'll talk about what we can do together. Hey, want to remind you that if you haven't been to miraclehypnosisonline.com. This is an extraordinary site. I mean, it really is. There are over 25 or 30 different audio programs. We just put another one up the other day that are phenomenal, that are incredible. And each one is designed to reprogram your mind in a specific area of your life, an area that you may be having challenges in. Now, most people get on this site and they stay because they go from, they'll work one or two programs for, say, 28 days, and then they'll work another couple programs, and then another couple, and they just keep going. And it's just, it's a constant growth, constant self-improvement. It's a wonderful experience. MiracleHypnosisOnline.com. Thank you so much. You have a great day. You absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye now.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.